Hello and welcome to our family carol service.
My name is Rosanna.
My name is Lily. Let's start with a prayer.
We have come together in the presence of God, our Father, to rejoice in the gift of Jesus to us as the light of the world, to hear and receive the story and message of coming of Christ, and to offer to the God our thanksgiving in prayer and song.
Today we remember Jesus and the story of his birth. Jesus is our King. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is our way. With Jesus, even in the darkest place, our light. Jesus is truth, and in Jesus we shall live forever. Jesus is our life.
We meet to celebrate the coming of Christ into the world. The world was made flesh and dwelt among us. Amen.
We have received quite a few updates from people involving driveway carols in the past few Sundays.
Simon and Carol Jones' driveway carols went really well last Sunday. They ended up with around 25 people singing, and they ended up singing the carol twice. The neighbours are requesting extra carols for later today and Christmas Eve.
The Gorell family have created some doves and placed them on their tree.
As have the Roos. Holly Dolan has been making some Christmas cookies.
And we have some lovely fireplace bunting from Sheila and Brian.
What a busy Christmas time we are having.
We also have a few birthdays. Owen celebrated his 6th birthday last week.
And it's also Julie Key's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
We want to let you know about our Christmas offering this year and how you can give to our chosen charity.
This year, our Christmas offering is going to be a self-fund charity called One Love. Here's a brief video explaining who they are and what they do.
Jesus, Son of the Most High God, King of heaven, come to the earth in love. See his glory, the Savior to all has come.
Details of how to give are on the website. You can give via bank transfer to the normal bank account with the reference Christmas.
We thank you in advance for all you give to those in need this Christmas.
We are going to sing some carols now. Once in a Royal David City and Come All Ye Faithful.
And after that, we're going to light the Christmas tree with Isaac, Joseph, and Jacob.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lowly cattle shed. Cradle was a stall with the poor. Savior, holy. For he is our childhood's pattern, day by day, like us he grew. He was little, weak and helpless, tears and smiles like us he knew. And he feeleth for our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness. And our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle is our Lord in heaven above, and he leads his children on to the place where he and standing by. We shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high, where like stars his children crowned, all in white shall wait to.
Come ye to pay. Joseph and Jake are going to light our Advent wreath.
Let us pray. Teach us to love, O Lord. May we always remember to put you first as we follow Christ's footsteps, that we may know your love and show it in our lives. As we prepare for our celebration of Jesus' birth, also fill our hearts with love for the world, that all may know your love and the one whom you have sent, your Son, our Saviour. Amen.
Today we relight the first three candles of the Advent wreath, the candles of hope, peace and joy. Now we light the fourth candle of Advent. This is the candle of love. Jesus demonstrated self-giving love in his ministry as the Good Shepherd. Advent is a time of kindness, thinking of others and sharing with others. It is a time to love God as God loved us by giving us his most precious gift. As God is love, let us be love also. In the book of Deuteronomy, we find these words.
For the Lord your God is God of gods, Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who is not partial and takes no bribe, who executes justice for the orphan and the widow, and who loves the strangers, providing them food and clothing. You shall also love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 10:17-19. From the Gospel of John, we hear, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. John 13:34-35.
Now we'll sing again, first singing the Calypso Carol, then singing All the Angels.
see him lying on a bed of straw, a crofty stable with an open door, Mary cradle in the babe she bore, the Prince of Glory is his name. Come now, carry me to Bethlehem, to see the Lord appear to men, just as poor as was a stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Star of silver sweep across the skies, show where Jesus in the manger lies. Shepherds swiftly from their stupor rise to see the Savior of the world. Come now, carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was a stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Sing again the song they sang, bring God's glory to the heart of man. Sing that Bethlehem's little baby can be salvation to the soul. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was a stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came. Mine are riches for thy poverty, from thine innocence eternity. Mine forgiveness by thy death for me, child of sorrow for my joy. Oh, now carry me to Bethlehem to see the Lord appear to men. Just as poor as was a stable then, the Prince of Glory when he came.
Voices too. Now we will have a reading. This reading is from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. The wise men come to visit Jesus. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the time when Herod was king. After Jesus was born, some wise men from the east came to Jerusalem. They asked people, "Where is the child who has been born to be king of the Jews? We saw the star that shows he was born. We saw it rise in the sky in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, it upset him as well as everyone in Jerusalem. Herod called a meeting of all the leading Jewish priests and teachers of the law. He asked them where the Messiah would be born. And they answered, "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea, just as the prophet wrote, 'Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are important among the rulers of Judah. Yes, a ruler will come from you, and that ruler will lead Israel, my people.'" Then Herod had a private meeting with the wise men from the east. He learned the exact time they first saw the star. Then he sent them to Bethlehem. He said, "Go and look carefully for the child. When you find him, come and tell me, then I can go and worship him too." After the wise men heard the king, they left. They saw the same star they had seen in the east, and they followed it. The star went before them until it stopped above the place where the child was. They were very happy and excited to see the star. The wise men came into the house where the child was, with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened boxes of gifts they had bought for him. They gave him treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But God warned the wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. So they went home to their own countries a different way. Now we are going to sing two songs, Away in a Manger, then the first Noel.
The next reading is John chapter 3, verses 16 to 21.
Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him would not be lost but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world. He did not send him to judge the world guilty, but to save the world through him. People who believe in God's Son are not judged guilty, but people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. They are judged by this fact. The light has come into the world, but they did not want light. They wanted darkness because they were doing evil things. Everyone who does evil hates the light. They will not come to the light because the light will show all their bad things they have done. But anyone who follows the true way comes to the light. Then the light will show that whatever they have done was done through God.
Now we will sing Silent Night, followed by a new take on the 12 days of Christmas.
Don't look in. One, two. One, two, can you hear me? Yeah, okay. Hopefully you're all in the waiting room. Same as we practiced, yeah? I'm going to go live because the Prime Minister's coming on and I want to see his announcement. So let's do this. Okay, going live in three. On the first day of Christmas, COVID gave to me a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the second day of Christmas, COVID gave to me two surgical gloves and a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the third day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... Sorry, my body's in the waiting room. Three local lockdowns, two surgical gloves and a mask with filter to breathe. On the fourth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... 11 pipers, sorry. Not yet, they're not. On the fourth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... Four separate guidelines. The mask with filters for me to breathe. On the fifth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me... Five closed gyms. Four lockdowns to breathe. On the sixth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me 11 pipers.
No!
On the sixth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me Caillou 6.
Five closed gyms.
Four separate guidelines.
Three local lockdowns.
Two surgical gloves. And a mask with filters for me to breathe. On the seventh day of Christmas, COVID gave to me.
Seven swans self-isolating.
Six geese lost on track and tracing.
Five closed gyms
for me to breathe. On the eighth day of Christmas, COVID gave to me. 11 pipers sanitising.
Why not? Let's roll with it.
Wake up 10.
10 lords keep on shielding.
9 ladies social distancing.
8 doors.
Guidelines. Breathe. On the 12th day of Christmas, COVID gave to me.
12 drummers zooming.
But their Zoom links are not working.
11 pipers sanitising.
10
lords keep on shielding.
9 major symptoms displaying.
7 swans lost on track and tracing.
5
separate gloves.
And a mask with filters for me to breathe.
Guys,
Merry Christmas. One of the things I love about Christmas are all the lights that you see in the shops and people put in front of their homes. The colours, the twinkles, it just brightens up would be a normal gloomy winter's night. As I drive home, I often laugh at the polar bears with sunglasses or the penguins with the hat and scarves being lit up in people's gardens, the inflatable snowmen, and I never realised that Santa had a thing for motorbikes and trains. There's something about light which I've always been attracted to. I've never liked the dark. Whenever I get home, the first thing I do if it's dark is switch a light on. Even in the middle of the night, if I need a drink of water, I still switch lights on, much to the annoyance of my wife and kids if I accidentally wake them up. There's something strange about this tension between light and dark. And the dark suggests gloominess and sadness and brings out fear. Well, light often gives us hope, brings us good feelings. What is it that excites you about Christmas? I've always spoken about lights, and for me, I spend hours putting the lights up outside the house and inside the house, getting them all neat and tidy, arranging all the wires so that no one can see them, flicking on that switch and then realising one of them doesn't work and spending a long time trying to fix that problem. That might be something that you enjoy or you get stuck doing at Christmas. But what is it that you like about Christmas? Is it the food? Do you enjoy travelling around 8 different supermarkets, getting all the bargains, buying all these things that you either don't eat before or eat at Christmas? My wife's family love bread sauce, and to me it's just this gooey thing with cloves in it. It's not nice at all, but it's something we eat at Christmas. Maybe you're someone who buys those ready-made, shove in the oven for half an hour, turkey dinners. You don't like all the fuss and the annoyance of preparing Christmas dinner. But we all like food and we all like the excitement of that. What else excites you about Christmas? Is it the songs? Mistletoe and wine? I wish it could be Christmas every day. Maybe it's presents. Maybe you're someone who enjoys buying presents for people, wrapping them up really carefully. Every year I have to relearn how to pack presents, and by the time I get to the 10th present, I'm usually quite good, but it depends on the wrapping paper. Maybe you're someone who likes to open presents. We all like to open presents, even the bar humbug grandads who aren't interested. You know, excitement of ripping open the paper and looking at this pair of socks that you never knew you wanted or needed. There are lots of things that makes Christmas exciting. For some of us, though, Christmas is not a great time. It's a time maybe we've lost someone we love or we know someone who's died. In that instance, Christmas reminds us of their loss and what we miss. Maybe you're someone who is struggling for money or doesn't have a job at the moment, and the pressures of buying presents and food and all that is just weighing on you. Christmas is such a tension between joy and happiness and struggles and pressure. For every person who's happy and joyous at Christmas, there's probably another person who's struggling. And that's just in our country. Around the world, there's loads of people who Christmas is not an exciting time. It's just another day, another time of the year where they struggle to find food to eat or medicine they require. But this is going to be one of the strangest Christmases I and we have ever faced. A year, 2020, of COVID, a year of lockdown, a year of health scares, a year of job insecurities. It's going to be unlike any Christmas we've ever had before. For one thing, I'm standing speaking to you on a screen. Normally, at this time of year, we'd be in a church building, all gathered together in fellowship, enjoying the atmosphere of the candles, seeing the buzz of everyone excited about Christmas, celebrating what Christmas means, sitting through the service and the smell of the mince pies warming up in the oven, waiting for us after that final hymn. For me, I haven't seen my parents much at all this year, maybe twice. And it was great the other day they came round to drop a present. But being careful, they wouldn't come into the house. So we swapped presents and they stood outside and looked through the window as my children unwrapped the presents. A little bit early, but a special time. We really enjoyed that time. It was a good time. It wasn't long enough, but it meant that the children could be excited about seeing their grandparents at Christmas. But it wasn't right. It was a bit cold, we were separated. And you might feel that way. You might have friends and family who you desperately want to see. You haven't seen for ages and we just can't see them. There's so much at Christmas that's going to be hard for us this year. It all sounds doom and gloom, but the story of Christmas doesn't end there. In fact, it starts there, because in that doom and gloom, in the darkness of these hard times, is when we realise that we need the light. It's when we realise that the light that shines helps us to see the good things, helps us to see what's important, and guides us to a place of hope and joy.
Good evening. No doubt this Christmas there'll be mess with bells on. A get-together with your family, but perhaps not physically. Zooming into loved ones' rooms, virtually. Crackers pulled, sorely rocking Christmas hats digitally, with chestnuts roasting on a laptop screen. Maybe you're shielding your sadness. Maybe you're social distancing from any kind of gladness. Or confess you feel upset by racial collisions and divisions. Maybe there'll be an empty seat at the dinner table this Christmas. amidst the hamper with soap swapped for sanitizer or woolly mitts switched for surgical gloves, may we remember that in the midst of the mess, there's a message of love. Forget 12 days, there's one day that changes the game for all history. Because on the very first day of Christmas, Jesus came for me and you. See, God came down to the front line to put in a perfect shift, to be the perfect gift, to reverse the rift. He faced the ultimate test to trace us back to him with his full flowing grace, to sanitize our soul and make us whole. He came to offer us a vaccine that if we want it, we will never be socially distanced from God.
Jesus is described as the light of the world and the hope for all humankind. See, for me, Christmas is a celebration, but not of presents or food or twinkly lights. It's a celebration of a baby being born, a very special baby, a baby born to bring hope and light and life to humankind. God sent his son Jesus to be not just a practical help. And you can read in the Bible how Jesus helped the sick, helped the poor, how he was what we would describe as a good man, but he was more than that. He had to come and die so that we can be in a relationship with God. The heart of Christmas is love. It's God loving us so much that he would give us the ultimate gift, the ultimate present, something that we cannot do ourselves, as a free gift for us to receive, to be in a relationship with God. Now you might be sitting there thinking, well, who is God? I don't need God. I don't need Jesus. I've got a job. I'm all right with money. I'm in a good place. If that's true, then I'm very happy that you're happy. But really deep down, are you full of hope and joy? You might be in good health. This whole year of COVID, we put our hope in this vaccine that'll get rid of COVID. And yet, 2 weeks after the vaccine is announced and made available, we start to hear about this new strain of COVID. We can put our hope in medicine and health, but our body and our health will eventually fail us. We might have a great job. We might be fine with money. But again, that might not last. We don't know what the future holds for us with the economy. People who's losing jobs, being on furlough. It's such a difficult time. But the thing is, God is constant. God is always there. And the hope and the light that Jesus gives us is eternal. It lasts forever. It's not for just this time on earth. It's for more, forever. And that means that even though our bodies might fail, our jobs might fail, people might let us down, the hope and love of Jesus is eternal. I would love to spend more time talking about Jesus. And unfortunately, it's not the right place to do so. But as a church, we are going to be starting something, January, that might help you on that journey. We are going to be launching something called Alpha, which is an opportunity to explore God, faith, what it means. And it's a time where we just get together, watch a short video, and then we get into groups and just discuss questions that come up that you might have, that we might have. It's an exploration together. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, yes, I actually want to believe in Jesus. I want to accept this gift that God offers to be in a relationship with him. And if that is true, then hang on a minute, we're going to say a prayer. I want you to get in touch with us at Raleigh Baptist. I want you to come and talk to us and so we can help you in that journey. I hope you've enjoyed the service. It's not quite over yet. I'd just like to thank all the children and young people who have been involved with it. It's a lot of work for them to do, and for some of them, they're quite scared to be videoed and be broadcast. So I give you all a big round of applause for doing that and being involved. And hopefully in the new year, I'll be able to give you a little present yourself to say thank you. Christmas, for you, might be great fun and really good. Christmas might be a time of struggle. But whatever Christmas is to you, I just hope and pray that you spend time thinking about God's gift of Jesus. And that's the reason we celebrate Christmas. Go say a prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the gift of Christmas. I thank you that we can celebrate your Son Jesus coming to earth to be our light, our hope, and our salvation. And I ask, Lord, that for those sitting there who want to know you, I just pray you reveal yourself to them as they sit in the quiet and ask you to be their friend. And maybe, Lord, there's some people who want to come and get involved with Alpha. I just pray they can just come and have the opportunity to explore you more. I just thank you, Lord, for friendship and family. And that in spite of all the things with COVID, that there'll be opportunities to share our love and our joy with each other. Amen. If you are interested in Alpha, then go to our website. There's a place where you can find out more information and sign up or get in touch with reception. Or if you want even more information, then join us next Sunday morning as we dedicate the service to Alpha and understanding more about what that's about. I look forward to seeing you in our services over the next week as we celebrate Christmas. And now go watch a short video just to unwrap and remind us the real reason for Christmas. God bless, and we'll see you soon.
Enjoyed being with us this afternoon. A reminder, there is no Zoom today, but the chat will be open for another 10 minutes.
Let us finish our service with a blessing and then one final song.
The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace and a blessing.
May God the Father keep you all in your days. May God the Son shield you all in your ways. May God the Spirit bring you in your healing ways. May God the Holy Trinity drive all darkness from you and pour upon you blessing and light.
Father of all, you have given us your Son to be the Saviour of the world. Welcome us, your children, into your kingdom to enjoy your presence forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. A reminder of our hope service tomorrow night and our Christmas Eve reflection.
And join us on Christmas morning as we gather to celebrate Jesus' birth. All details are on the website.
We are sorry you cannot be with us to enjoy fellowship with mince pies and mulled wine, but we hope you have a safe, great Christmas. We are going to finish with the song Joy to the World.
Bye! Bye.
Joy, the secret of joy.